Everything pop culture and more. You're in the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with
Jeff Arvin.
And today we're going to be talking about the Oscars because the nominees have dropped and we have some opinions, don't we?
That we do.
So we're just going to get started into it with actress in a leading role. We have Kate Blanchett with Tar,
Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas with Blonde. Dang, you want to read the names? I only know like...
Sure, I'll go through them, sure. We Andrea Riseborough in To Leslie, Michelle Williams in The Fabelmans, and then Michelle Yeoh in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
So for each category, we're going to say like who we want to win and then who's getting the Oscar. So do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll jump in. I got to say on this category, I think it's going to be the same. The person I want to win on this one is Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
And I think she will win. I mean, yeah. I would be shocked if somebody else took away this Oscar.
The only other person that I believe can like take it would be Kate Blanchett. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I saw Tar. I thought it was, it's all right. You know, like her performance in it is fantastic. I just don't feel like she gets quite to that level that Michelle Yeoh gets to.
Michelle Yeoh did amazing in that movie. And that's only movie that I like am rooting for every single category that it is in. Like, yeah. That's all I want.
100% agree. That movie is, it is
good.
Fantastic. It is easily, I think, the best movie of last year for sure.
Yes, for sure. Definitely. Next.
Well, that's less drama. Dang.
Yeah. Dang it. I guess that's it. I'm joking.
You want to do Best Actor next?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in this one, it's going to be interesting. We've got Austin Butler in Elvis. We have Colin Farrell in The Banshees of Inisherin. We have Brendan Fraser in The Whale. You've got Paul Mescal in After Sun. And then you've got Bill Nye in Living. So you go first on this one. Who do you think?
Who I want to win is Brendan Fraser. Like, he did so well in that movie. Like,
oh, he's a great comeback story for sure.
Yes.
Right? I mean, things that he's gone through, et cetera.
Yeah.
I can see, I would say if there's one person that I'm pulling for, it's Brendan Fraser as well.
Yes, without a doubt. But I hate to say it, but I feel like Austin Butler has it. Like, that's I believe has it.
I'm going to go a different way. I think Colin Farrell.
Really?
I think Colin Farrell's got this one, yeah. I mean, Austin Butler, everything I've seen from him, he basically just seems like he's acting like Elvis all the time.
Yeah.
Which I feel like undermines it a little bit for me. You know, like the more interviews and things I see where he's like, well, hey, thank you very much. You know, like all that.
Yeah.
And that kind of like southern drawl, gentlemanly, et cetera, like all that Elvis stuff. I feel like that undermines his performance. Like if it was just that and then he's like, oh, hey, guys, it's nice to see you. You know, like just something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would maybe give me a little bit more respect for the performance, I guess, maybe. But yeah, no, I can see why you think that he would win, though. He's great in it.
He is good in it. I just feel like they're going to favorite him over.
Sure.
Because that's what I believe. I believe that. Yeah. Like, the Oscars are kind of rigged, I'm not going to lie.
What?
And, like, they favor people.
Sure. Well, yeah. And see, I think that's one of the reasons why I like Colin Farrell there, too, though, is because he won the Golden Globe. He's gotten a lot of recognition for this role award-wise in some of the earlier season stuff. I just feel like it's between those two and maybe Brendan Fraser as a dark horse. And I'd love to see Fraser win it.
I hope he wins it.
But, yeah, I just... Whenever I really hope somebody's going to win, they almost never do. So,
yeah.
You know, that's led to some disappointment in the past.
It's like Grammys are the worst. Like, it's like the same thing with the Grammys. You're
absolutely.
Megan. And then it's like Doja Cat. And you're like, dang it.
For sure. I can totally understand that point of view. Yeah.
Next category is Best Animated Feature Film.
Okay. Yep.
Pinocchio by, I don't even know how to say his name.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. The Sea Beast, and Turning Red. Now, I'm going to say this right now. I've not even seen The Sea Beast.
Yeah. That is one. I read an article the other day. The whole idea behind it was, you should watch The Sea Beast. Now that it's nominated, will you? Like, that was the whole idea behind the article.
Yeah. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on Netflix. It's one of those, you know, kind of streaming only. I don't think it even had a debut in theaters. It was just Netflix. So.
Yeah.
It's one of those that has kind of come out of nowhere. I actually haven't seen that one, and I haven't seen Puss in Boots yet, which I've heard is really good.
I have seen Puss in Boots 3 times. It is good.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
I don't even know, because I'm, like, torn between Marcel the Shell and Puss in Boots.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, they're both fantastic.
They
right?
are.
At least as far as I've heard, right?
Yeah.
I've only read reviews of Puss in Boots. I it's on my list of things that I need to catch up on. I was really actually kind of hoping that the snow day we had the other day would be like, that's the day. But I had just a little bit too much stuff to do, so I didn't get to do that. But yeah, I completely agree. I mean, Pinocchio is really good. It's interesting. It's a little like, I mean, it's very much like the book rather than like the old Disney classic. So, you know, there's that. The Sea Beast, I've heard good things. I liked Turning Red a lot. But yeah, I feel like it's really between Puss in Boots
and Marcel
the Shell with Shoes On. And just what a great name, just while we're talking about it. That's fantastic. Like the shorts are really good. And then the long is just fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. I could see that either way, really.
I really want Puss in Boots to win because, like, it's my childhood. Like, sure. I grew up with that.
Absolutely.
And
I
it's
can
like,
understand that.
I feel like, isn't this, like, the first time, like, anything that has to deal with, like, Shrek has been, like, Oscar nominated?
Is that right? That is a great question. I don't actually know. I mean, I don't think they've been nominated before.
I don't think so.
But like, yeah, I'd have to look. That's a good question.
If they win, it's like, because it's, you know how like Shrek is like funny, like more funny based. This is funny, but like, it's like they grew away from that and like made it more serious.
Yeah.
And it is like, some parts in it is kind of sad.
Yeah.
And also the wolf in it is like creepy for a kid's movie.
Some of the reviews that I've read for that one is like kind of compares it to Toy Story 3. So kind of that like emotional connection, I think, especially like, you know, how that one was kind of like the deepest of all the Toy Story movies. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. If I had to say, my money is on Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where I'm going to go, like, with my official pick here. But, yeah, I could see either of those winning. I feel like this category is pretty wide open, which is awesome because that means there's some great animated movies out there.
Yeah.
So it's a good problem to have.
Next category is music or original song. First one is Applause from Tell It Like a Woman,
mm-hmm.
Hold My Hand from Top Gun, Lift Me Up from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. How do I pronounce this next one?
Natu Natu.
Natu Natu from RRR.
Mm-hmm.
And then This Is a Lie from Everything Everywhere All at Once. This is a category that I'm like torn in. Like, I don't know where I want to go.
Yeah.
Because like, I love Mitski, which she wrote This Is a Lie for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is really good. But then you have Rihanna coming back into the music industry.
Sure.
And this is like her first song back.
It's been like 7 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really, I'd love both songs.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'm going to say Rihanna is going to win without a doubt.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So I'm going to go a different way on this one. So if I have to pick one that I want to see win, I'm going to pick Rihanna. I think that, and I mean, my man Ludwig Göransson is there. The Mandalorian theme is insane to me. Like, and he's just an amazing producer behind the scenes too. And so, yeah, I've got to root for Rihanna above everybody else there. I don't know. I mean, I think the song is good. And I think this one really comes down to like, are you listening to the song in your car and then voting?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you listening to the song in the context of the movie and then voting? And I'm going to say if it's the latter of those, if you're listening to it in the context of the movie and you're watching the movie with it, I think you got to go Natu Natu.
Really?
It is amazing in the movie. Like it's a Bollywood dance number. There's just whole kind of production around it. And it's just like lively. I mean, they're having like theater showings of it now where people have seen these movies like, you know, 5, 6, 12 times are coming in and like lip syncing the words to it. And it's entirely in Hindi, right? Like it's this amazing moment in cinema. And I'm honestly like with RRR, which is like Rise, Revolt. I remember the other one, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Essentially, like it's this 3-hour epic Bollywood movie, and I'm just shocked that it wasn't in the best foreign picture category too. Like I feel like that was a big snub there. So I feel like this might be the chance for them to get an award. So it won the Golden Globe. It's got a lot of like award nominations behind it. So yeah, I think that one might be the one. Although I do also really like This Is a Life as well. Like if I'm just listening to one in the car, I really enjoy that. So I think it just comes down to like how you vote. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But that is, yeah, I think this is another one very much like the best animated feature where it's wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any of these, and any of those are great.
To settle everything.
The big one.
Here's the big one. With 10 nominations for Best Picture, you have All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fablesman, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. Okay, I just want to get this out of the way. I do not believe Avatar Way of Water should be in this category.
Really? Why not?
Because, okay, I just have hate towards it. I didn't like the first one. And the second one, I also work at a theater. So I'm very biased because, like, when it came out, we had, like, all of the lines were filled. We had no room for anything. And
it took over everything.
Ushering for that was impossible.
Yeah.
So I don't believe it should be in there.
I'll tell you what, though. There's like two movies on this list that got people to go back to theaters and, you know, might, at least in terms of, like, 2022, have saved some theaters from, like, closing down. And that would be Avatar and Top Gun. I mean, those are the two where, like, they're both over $1 billion. They're both, like, I mean, I think Avatar is now, like, the fourth highest grossing movie of all time now after Avatar, Avengers. I think Titanic is still up there, et cetera. I mean, I see your point for certain. I feel like the Oscars are at this weird point right now where they have to decide, like, are we artsy movies that those are going to get all of our awards, or are we going to actually look at some of these blockbusters for the first time and say, like, oh, there was some merit in that. That was a fun movie. And I feel like with those two movies, like, I will say, like, in terms of my sentimental pick, I would go with Top Gun Maverick.
Really?
I really liked that movie. That was a super fun movie. I'm also a 43-year-old white man, so, you know, of course I liked that movie. I loved Top Gun when I was like 8. So that's right?
Fair.
You know, you talked about nostalgia, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the same for me, right? I'm like, oh, Maverick's back and he's only 60 or 58 or whatever. He's totally still flying a plane. It's great. So, like, sentimentally, I'd love to see that. Mm-hmm. I get your point about Avatar, though. But yeah, I think in terms of, like, will win, I think I got to go Everything Everywhere All at Once, though. I mean, I just don't see anything beating that category, that movie in this category.
I'm completely, like, the opposite. I personally want Everything Everywhere All at Once to win. In my heart, that's what I want to win. But yeah, I believe Top Gun is going to take it.
You think Top Gun will actually win it? I'd be amazed if they did.
If they do, the Oscars is rigged. I'm just saying.
If Top Gun wins, the Oscars are rigged?
If Top Gun wins, Oscars are rigged without a doubt. And before the nominations even came out, the first time I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, because that was like around the same time either Top Gun was coming out or did come out, I was like, well, it's going to come down to those two. Like, they're both going to get nominated for Best Picture. And then they're both nominated.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to these two, and I believe Top Gun is going to take it only because they favorite Tom Cruise.
That would be interesting. I mean, Tom Cruise didn't even get nominated an actor, though, right?
That is true.
So I think that's maybe, and a lot of people thought that was a snub. So maybe they're like, oh, we'll make it up here because he is listed as one of the producers. So that gets Tom Cruise the Oscar there, and maybe he can walk away happy with that. And then it might, I mean, in my opinion, if that happens, that signals a big shift for the Oscars because they've not really rewarded these kind of big tentpole movies for the studios before. I mean, like, even Avengers Endgame, which was amazing. It takes 20 movies to get to this point where you've built up this whole universe and then they jump into it. But even that didn't get nominated in Best Picture. So, yeah, I feel like that, and then also maybe Angela Bassett wins in the supporting actress category for Black Panther.
Yeah,
maybe she does that.
I really do hope she does win supporting.
I think that'd be great. I think that'd be great. Maybe
that
that's the way
too.
They were.
Angela Bassett, I do believe, is going to take that.
I think so, too. Yeah.
But
I really hope so.
Like,
she's my hope and I really want to see her win.
I really do want to see her win. But if Stephanie Hsu and Jamie Lee Curtis are in it, they have never won an Oscar. Especially Stephanie, she's fine or whatever, but I really want Jamie Lee Curtis to win it as well.
I'm torn
between that.
That's another category where, I mean, really, almost no matter who wins, somebody you can get behind is going to win that one.
Yeah.
So that's nice to see. That is nice to see, for sure. And I just, with both of them, Jamie Lee Curtis and Stephanie Hsu, being nominated. I feel like maybe that splits the vote a little bit, though,
yeah.
because, like, how do you pick one? You know, and if it were, like, if it were me, if I were voting, I would go with Jamie Lee Curtis on
I
that
would
one.
Too.
But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, it is interesting, though, because it'll kind of determine a little bit of, like, how these movies are recognized in the future, which is kind of cool. So,
yeah,
it'll be fun to see in March.
March 12th is the Oscars. Thank you for actually coming in and doing this podcast with me.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Well, that's it for the podcast. Please listen next week for whenever I come out. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but just be there.